From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Carolina Garibay, in for Brian Moline. It's Thursday, July 29th. Coming up, a conversation with Champaign-Urbana Public Health Administrator about some of the mask-wearing changes we can expect to see locally. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. This week, the city of Champaign dedicated a portion of University Avenue to police officer Chris Oberheim. Back in May, a man shot and killed Oberheim and wounded another officer responding to a domestic violence call. The shooter was then killed. Anthony Cobb is Champaign's police chief. He says Oberheim drove on University Avenue between Chestnut and Neal Streets on his way home to Monticello, and that's why this portion was named for him.
When we go there, when we pay our respect and get the opportunity to look at it, we know Chris would have came this way. And so it's our opportunity to just reflect on him when we go that way.
Oberheim was a husband and father of four. He was 44 years old and the first officer to die in the line of duty in Champaign since 1967. Plaques explaining Oberheim's life have been installed along University Avenue. Illinois lawmakers are still mulling whether to get rid of, replace, or contextualize statues and monuments on state property. Hannah Meisel has more.
Re-examining old statues and monuments is a conversation happening across the U.S. It was sparked by the movement to tear down Confederate monuments as Americans grapple with the nation's ugly history of slavery and racist policies, but has shifted into re-evaluating other historical figures. Lawmakers on Wednesday heard from Aaron Bryant, a curator at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. Bryant says there are many ways to recontextualize statues and monuments of problematic figures without tearing them down.
I don't think that we should throw away history just simply because we don't like it.
Last summer, statues of Abraham Lincoln's rival, Stephen A. Douglas, and Illinois' first Lieutenant Governor, Pierre Menard, were removed from Capitol grounds in Springfield. Both were slave owners. I'm Hannah Meisel.
At Illinois State Parks, officials say balancing conservation and tourism is trickier with the increase of visitors this summer. Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Vivian Law has more.
Ryan Pren, chief of parks at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, says visitation to state parks this summer is higher than summers before the pandemic. He says there's also a staff shortage throughout the department because of pandemic-related factors impacting staff levels at parks. Pren says this makes it harder to manage parks, but visitors taking individual responsibility to stay on trails or clean up trash makes the biggest difference.
It can be done. We can be good preservation and conservation stewards, and we can also highlight the great amenities and the great experiences that can be had at our state parks and recreation areas.
Pren says the pandemic helped more people see how enjoyable outdoor recreation is, but that needs to be balanced with knowing how to take care of the environment. I'm Vivian Law, Illinois Newsroom.
The hordes of people expected to descend on Chicago's Grant Park for the Lollapalooza Music Festival will be required to show proof that they've been vaccinated for COVID-19 or tested negative for the disease within the last 3 days. The four-day festival starts today and is expected to be back at full capacity with roughly 100,000 daily attendees. After missing last summer because of the coronavirus, it will easily be Chicago's largest gathering since the pandemic started. To gain entry, attendees will have to present vaccination cards or a printed copy of a negative COVID-19 test that is no more than 72 hours old. The unvaccinated will have to wear masks. Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with Champaign-Urbana Public Health Administrator Julie Pride about what the CDC's new mask guidance means for Champaign County. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Carolina Garibay, in for Brian Moline. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are on the rise in Champaign County, as in much of the U.S. It's what prompted the CDC to announce new guidance this week for all people in areas where COVID is surging, to resume mask wearing in public indoor spaces regardless of vaccination status. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman spoke with Champaign-Urbana Public Health Administrator Julie Pride about what changes people can expect to see locally.
So I imagine all those signs that we've been seeing in the windows of businesses saying masks not required if you're fully vaccinated, I imagine those will have to come down?
Well, you know, right now, there is not an ordinance in either of the cities because we know that most of the businesses that we've been working with since the beginning of this have been doing a lot of the guidance, you know, on their own without requiring some type of a mandate. So we have put the new signs up on our website, I guess. We put the signs on the website that people can use. The business economic development and the different business groups have been really wonderful partners in this. So we are hoping that they will go ahead and put those up. And businesses have every right to protect their employees and their customers. Typically, that means they're going to be following public health guidance or fire marshal guidance or whatever guidance, you know, is provided out there to them. So we want to see that. And we don't want to have to get to where we have to do ordinances again, you know, ask the mayors to do that. But we will if we see the numbers continue to rise.
So let's talk about CDC guidance as it applies to K-12 schools. So the CDC is saying all schools should have universal masking regardless of vaccination status. But I know already some schools in our region have said, oh, well, we'll follow the CDC guidance and recommend and encourage people to wear masks, but we're not going to make them mandatory because CDC uses the word should instead of must when it comes to mask wearing. This is according to some reporting from the News Gazette. What do you think about that rationale?
CDC always uses the language should. They don't come in and provide mandates for things like this. They provide, you know, public health is guidance. And the reason why is that you look to the professionals out there, whether that's the CDC, Illinois Department of Public Health, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, you know, we're all following the science, and the guidance is put out there so that the decision makers, who it is their responsibility to make sure that they're protecting those in their care, that they are getting the best information available. So it is up to them. They know that the CDC is not going to come down and say must. That's just not going to happen. It didn't happen before. You know, it's very clear when the guidance says this is what you should do, and everyone understands what that means. That's not ambiguous in the least.
This has become such a polarized issue. Well, it's been for perhaps the whole pandemic, right? But so there's obviously some parents who are upset about schools mandating masks, and there are others who are upset that no one's requiring the schools to require masks. So just to be clear, local health departments do not have the authority to mandate masks in K-12 schools. Is that correct? And if not, who does?
Well, I suppose the Illinois State Board of Education could, but again, a lot of times without, you know, a governor's, you know, order, executive order or something like that, it's going to be up to the schools themselves to follow the guidance.
So what do you recommend parents do then if they have concerns regarding schools? If they find themselves in a position where schools aren't enforcing mask wearing, is it worthwhile to contact their local health department? What's the best course of action there?
No, they need to take that up with their school board or their principal or superintendent because, you know, we've put the guidance out there, how the individual schools use that recommendation and that guidance is going to be up to them.
That's CU Public Health Administrator Julie Pride speaking with Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman. Find more information about the CDC's new mask wearing guidance at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 92 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Hannah Meisel, Vivian Law, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Carolina Garibay. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again.